Blog Talk Radio.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years and 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, fuck what you say. She whacked it all off. Mr. Miyagi and the suicide doors, all he carries. Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cup your chick if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipped and fall on my dick. Oops, I said on my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick. But since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to me. I'm done.
Hell breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
She didn't really, really wanna pop me. Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky. You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, and I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think it he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bang. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga better call a ref, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I bang in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and I try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling, and hustling, and set it, and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the fuck.
Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm the Toon Chat, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got a bitch that play air movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juice, and I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, fucking tell a waiter. All they say, shoot him, and I say, okay, if you want that bullshit, then I'm like, oh, late, I don't care what you say. So don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Kirk de Soleil. That's word to my flag, and my flag red. I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom of my climb, you ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time, and I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. Nip they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. Thrivin' spite on a private flight, bitch, I've been tight since God in life. And my pocket's white, and my diamond's white, and my mama's nice, and my daddy's dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while, I was like, fuck trial. I put it down, I'm so young, money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah.
I'm fresh as them, motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresh as them, motherfucker.
Okay, okay, let go, let go, let go. It's your girl, Leslie. Let's live in the building. And you know it's on and popping. It's Friday, man. Yo, salute to all those people, man, that definitely, you know, either lost their lives or went through the whole situation that went down in Japan, man. That tsunami took out a lot of people, man. Definitely, you know, tomorrow's promise to no one. But we live in the building, Less Radio Online, man. We got the funniest dude in the DMV worldwide, celebrity comedian, the one and only Eddie Bryan's going to be live in the building with us on Less Radio Online, man. Along with that, thank our sponsors, E2K Enterprises. Along with that, we also thank Diverse Media Group, LLC, and also Coast to Coast DJs, also AU DJs, man. We live in the building, man. Street Queens are moving. We ain't playing no games, man. Shout out to Buck. Shout out to everybody that's going to be down in my B-Day party. It's going down next week. Shout out to my daughter. She actually likes that song that we played. Look at me now. I'm getting paid, bruh. Look at me now. Fresh denim. Yeah, but I saw you bobbing your leg. But yeah, we live in the building, man. This is interactive radio, real radio, Lush Radio Online, man. And this is what we do, man. We get dumb, we get stupid, we get crazy on here. It's Friday and Fridays, man. If y'all don't know about my birthday party, well, I'm going to let you know right now. It's going to be a hot exclusive celebrity birthday party hosted by the sexy internet vixen, Lethal Lips. Follow her on Twitter, at Lethal Lips Triple X. And I'm shouting out all the Pisces for this month. 30 is the new sexy. That's my slogan for my birthday party. It's $10 to get in. And it's free food. We got a $100 bottle special. We got drinks galore. Music is going to be by Mix 1620 Zone DJ Instinct from the Bronx and DJ Jay Ronan from Brooklyn. It's going to be at the Salvadorian Restaurant and Bar at 767 East 137th Street on the corner of East 137th Street from Willow. You can take the 6 train to Cypress, man. It's on and popping, man. Your girl's looking good and pink, man. It's about to be some pink lush moment going on. But I'm always joined with the hottest co-host in the freaking world, the one and only Future Guru 100. What it do, baby?
Left. You got to know that that fly is popping. Shout out to Jay Ronan. Shout out to Emma, TDI, the whole team. Everybody that's down with LushRadioOnline.com. Everybody that's supporting us on Twitter. Everybody that's supporting Lush on the Facebook. Everybody, just want you to know that you got to go in because we ain't going to stop going in. So if you're rocking with us, keep rocking with us. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's on Twitter supporting me. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that's supporting Emma because I love Emma. I love Lush. I love the whole team, man. Shout out to my nigga Castro. You know, Castro will be always in the building. So shout out to Castro, man. You know, it's always good to have a strong team, man. So these people, you know, shout out to Genius. He's been shouting this out, man. He put out some music, man. He shouted out Lush Radio. He shouted out Guru. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I got to give a shout out to Genius because he know we going in. He know the team ain't going to stop.
Definitely,
he trying to wear money,
definitely.
Man. We ain't trying to wear broke, y'all. You already know.
That's what it is, man. And that's our motto, man. We at home, we're broke, we win money in 2011. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And we got one of the hottest comedians worldwide, hands down, man. He does his thing and laugh out loud. He brings all the celebs in. He's a celeb himself, man. He does it real crazy, stupid. Your man, Eddie Bryant, is going to be live in the building. Let's go to the phone lines. And what if we see if we got the world famous Eddie Bryant live in the building, bro? What up, though, son?
What's up with you? You feeling
man.
Real good? I hear you sounding real, real lovely on the air. Was getting it in. Y'all feel like I think y'all got the good. This is very loud and lustful.
Yeah, he's going in already.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, what's happening?
Yo, he said
Lush. Hey, enough of us, man. Digging in the scene on the gasoline, man. Let's go ahead and show you some Lush Radio love, Eddie.
Hey.
They love you, Eddie.
Appreciate it.
But Eddie, man,
appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on here. You know, you're a big icon, superstar, doing this thing with the comedy and everything, man.
Working on it. You know, I ain't Kevin Hart or nothing. When I walk in there, they treat me like Kevin Hart. Then, I feel like I'm doing something. They can still make me buy the whole bag for a full price for the muffler. You know, it's terrible. So I'm saying, son? Okay, well, how funny you is. So I got the bag. What's up?
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. So, Eddie, man, what made you decide to get into the comedy game? You could have done anything else in the world, but you decided to take the path to comedy, man.
God gave me a gift, said, look, this is what you got to do, you know, and say, okay, you got to put in your work, put in your time. I was a class clown as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Just
mm-hmm.
one of them dudes that always just real smart, you know, I'm a smart ass, so. You know, it's like terrible. You know, I give teachers problems, and we're not going to do the substitutes. We're not doing the work today. I got the class. I'm going to monopolize her the whole time, and we ain't going to do nothing today. You know? I was that dude. Like, all right, I got it. Y'all got substitutes today? All right, we ain't doing nothing. Fuck the test. Let's do it.
What class was you in?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, too? They don't know. Famous, man. We had a little crew. It was me and my homies, like three of us. You get us in three class and a substitute, we're not doing nothing. We're not doing nothing, absolutely nothing. We're going to ask so many questions. He take 15, I take 15, next dude take 15. We done. Algebra what, huh? We ain't get that yesterday.
Oh, man. You was off the hook, Eddie, man. But talk to us, man. You work with a lot of celebrities in the industry and stuff. You know, talk to us and tell us about some of the people you work with. And also tell us about some of the new ventures and things that you got going on, and talk to us about Laugh Out Loud.
All right. Well, let's start with Laugh Out Loud, which is the only black comedy club in the DMV. There are only six black comedy clubs in the country. I run one of them. So I produce five shows a week, bringing in comedians from all over the country. I'm over 1,000 shows in. I've had Earthquake, I've had Chris Thomas, Teddy Carpenter, I've had Grady, Red Grant, Joe Claire, Dominique, Melanie Camacho, Rodney Perry that's on the Monique show every night, Doug Williams, the host of Martin Lawrence's First Amendment, along with the local celebrities that, you know, comedians that have been putting in work for years, like Mike Brooks and the like. Tony Woods and all of these cats, which is an honor to be able to help provide work, what we call the black comedy economy. So, like, you know, you got your improvs and you got your funny bones and stuff like that all over the country, and they'll give us, like, a black night. You get a night's worth of pay. But you can't really live off a night's worth of pay, whereas, you know, more mainstream comics get to work the full week. Gets a week worth of pay. So you set up 50 weeks, then, you know, you're doing some decent numbers as far as stand-up is concerned. And so, you know, I got an opportunity with Doc Hayes, who's the owner of Club Elite, and Martini's and Jordan's 8 on Capitol Hill, and I asked him, let me bang out of his basement of Club Elite. And he said, let's go. So, you know, we've been banging 4 years, five shows a week. Only thing to stop us is the snow. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I get to bring in a lot of cash from all over the country. New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago, L.A., Seattle, Houston. They all come to the DMV. I bring them in. You know what I'm saying? And along with my DMV folks, ATL, hold me down, my folks from Miami. We get it in.
That's what's up, man. If you're just joining us right now, we got one of the hottest comedians worldwide, hands down. Your boy Eddie Bryant, he's in the building, and he's talking to us about everything that he got going on in the DMV and worldwide, all international. So call in at 347-826-7722 if you got any questions for Eddie Bryant, man. Also, you know, this was the biggest thing that was on the internet not too long ago, man. It happened actually last weekend or so, and you know, you were actually one of the hosts of the DMV Awards, man. Talk to us about that, man. It got out there, man. Talk to us, man.
I was official host for the DMV Awards 2011. Dre All Day and the Pain pulled me in and was like, "Yo, I want you a host to join." I was honored that he asked me to host. When we got to the event, everybody was feeling real good. We were networking like we supposed to. Everybody was going to the bar, buying everybody drinks, food, and we're going down our tables and sip and chill and get ready to watch a hell of a award show that we put together. We had some great performances lined up, and we started it off right. The first half of the show was cranking. We was cranking. We went in. The three performances were all hot. The award people, you know, the people that won their awards that came up, gave their nice speeches, and you know, it was all love in the room. We go to intermission, turn the lights up, chaos strike. And that's the only thing that anybody's talking about because, you know, it was so unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it was just really isolated. And they've been doing the DMV Awards for 5 years. Never has there been an incident in the 5 years that has been going on that something like that has happened. And so, you know, nobody was really expecting anything like that, especially in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? We were at the Hyatt. So, you know, we stepped it up this year. We did what we were supposed to do so we can get the city on and, you know, some you know, individuals just decided that they won't act real common and put a black eye on what was supposed to, what would have been a spectacular night.
Definitely, definitely. Actually, being a part of last year and several years as it passed, it has never been an incident of this, you know, height in the past years and stuff like that. And a lot of people say if you eliminate the fighting, it actually was a nice put-together event from what I heard.
Yeah.
So, you know, if for the first couple hours it was nice and everything, so if there was elimination of the whole fighting situation, it would have been a nice event.
Yeah, everybody
would have
been like, we going next year. It would have been on par.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. But, you know, but everybody told me you did a great job, Eddie.
We was going in. You know me. I'm a fry everybody from the organizers to the hood rats that was in there wrong as a mug with good outfits from Rainbow and they lace fronts is attached to their dresses. One girl had a lace front hoodie. I was like, oh, they are doing it tonight. It is fabulous. It is fabulous in this joint, man. See, one dude had some 6-inch heels, man. I wanted to clip him up. I was like, man, this is we are doing too much. Somebody getting their tax money is going in tonight. Something's going on. So, you know,
Lord,
we was, man, we was having a good old time, you know.
Lord,
man, I'm frying Dre all day in the paint. I'm frying him, you know. He got a suit on. You ain't never seen Dre with a suit on. You know I had to get him. You know,
hell
nah. You never seen him with a suit on, man. Fried Dre, we having a good old, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's doing what they supposed to do, man, because they work real hard to come together and pull this one off. This one was the year where we were going to turn that corner.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We
were going to turn that corner, and that's the unfortunate part, because we're right there in this market. We're right there. Never can get quite past that hump, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's because
what do you
of incidents
think?
Like that.
I mean, you being a big, you know, icon in the DMV and stuff, and you've traveled outside of the DMV and done a lot of things, what do you feel is the thing that sometimes holds the DMV back from where it should be at?
The biggest thing is skepticism and the fact that we are not fans of each other. We're fans of people we know. We can't just pick up, you know what I'm saying? We can't just pick up a CD and be like, yo, I like these folks. You know what I'm saying? We got to know them, or we got to be networking, or whatever. We can't just dig their music just for the sake of they put out this good music, if it's good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, until we can become fans of each other, then we're not going to be able to move. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that a Wale or a Tabby should not expect to see 100,000 copies out of the DMV alone. So, period, point blank, off the break. You know what I'm saying? When they drop their product, I buy it. When somebody doing a show and I see them and they hot, I buy it. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask for no hookup. I don't ask for no copies. Let me get the joint. You know what I'm saying? Just because I have it. So until we all get in the habit of doing that, you know what I'm saying? We got
to
get in the habit of doing that.
I know who I need to go to, man. I know who I need to go to. I need to holler at Eddie and stuff when I drop some.
I mean, it got to be hot, man. I ain't going to buy it if you some garbage, man. You know, I mean, I'm telling you right now, this comedy money ain't all it's cracked up to be, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
I'm using buddy passes and some more stuff.
Stop playing. You know you're driving the Bentley, living in the mansion, man. You better stop playing, dog, over there.
I got
man.
A nice Section 8, 16-bedroom Section 8 joint. Right around the corner from Connor Terrace, man. This joint is nice.
Yo,
rent the joint out to
yo.
Several baby mothers downstairs. You know how they gotta do it, man.
Yo, you are stupid, man. Hey, yo, I'm gonna throw the questions over there to Google. I see you 510 or 908. We gonna bring you in so you can ask Eddie Brown some questions. Google, you got a question for Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie, man, I appreciate what you're doing, man. I just like everything that you just put down as far as the whole awards, man. And, you know, it's unfortunate, man, because I just heard about the Orlando Hip Hop Awards. They had an incident. And
wow.
You know, it was almost a full scale riot too. One crew against another crew. One cat, you know, showed up, and the other dude was there, and they had a fake fight, and it, you know, turned it out. So it's like, you know, it's unfortunate, man. But you know, you gotta just like wonder, like when you get to that point, you just said like, and I want people to know like what happens, not only with the people that you're involved with that fighting, but what about the organizers and the people that's really trying to make the next step for that award show to be bigger and better? Like, people need to get an idea of what they actually getting into. And then they're going to wonder why they ain't going to have no award show, or why it's going to be at a smaller place than it was last year, and then say the wrong thing about what happened when you was the one that was involved in it in the first place. So it's kind of crazy how these things happen, and you wonder what it's for. You wonder what it's about, man. And you know, I just hate to see and hear incidents like this. And, you know, people don't got to be all tough at events like that. You need to just come out and enjoy the shit and enjoy what the people is presenting to y'all. Because you got to realize something. This is what something somebody is taking their time out and taking months and months into planning. And then you want to start something with somebody you see there and just turn it into a crazy situation where nobody want to going to deal with that awards no more. And you know, I hate to hear that, man, but I'm so glad that you heard that you said so much about those comedians that you're working with. Earthquake is one of my favorites, and
there's
so many great comedians out there, man. But what do you think it takes? What do you think it takes for a cat that does stand up to keep himself in the loop and keep his material fresh for the people, man?
Well, the biggest thing is hitting them stages every night and being serious about your work. You know what I'm saying? Every industry takes their work very seriously. Actors, doctors, lawyers, they work at it every day to be the best that they could be. Now, when you stand up, you can't be out here remixing another dude joke because you losing right now on stage. Because you losing because you ain't in the gym like you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on stage at least 3, 4, 5 times a week. You know what I'm saying? Before you even get to your big show. You know what I'm saying? And whether you're getting paid or not getting paid, you're going to go get on stage somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And you're working at it. I know you might be working a day job, and then you got the bun, and you got to spend your quality time. And I got to go take the kids to the movies and all of that. But you got to go get on stage because comedy is like a jealous girlfriend. You don't spend no time with her, she's going to make your life hell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll take a lot of L's, and you'll be wondering why you're not progressing. And why I can't get this crowd? Why I can't get this crowd? Because you going to hit them once a week. You're not going to be able to curry, you know, the momentum that you had from last Thursday to the following Thursday. You don't got your rhythm up. You know what I'm saying? It's like basketball. Either you play ball or you don't play ball. If I ain't getting paid, then I'm going to go practice. I'm going to work on my jumper. I'm going to work on my defense. I'm going to work on this. Or I'm going to work on that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's like. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, comedy is a real – it take time to become a comedian. You know what I'm saying? You start off, you're like a baby. You know what I'm saying? When you're 3 years in, you're 3 years old. When you're 5 years in, you're 5 years old. Because you're finding out who you are as you grow on stage. So it's a process. That's why it took Cat Williams 15 years before we knew who Cat was. He developed over those 15 years. It took Bernie Mac till he was 42 years old to get his break to figure out who he was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a process. And so when you hear somebody like, oh, I'm a comedian, how long you been doing it? 2 years, I'm selling my DVD. Man, get out of here, man. Come on. I don't even want the footage that I got, that my 2 years in footage. I do not want that on YouTube whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was killing them back there. I look at it like, oh, I suck. Golly, I was bad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then you look at your set now.
It's a few comedians out there who I've been seeing over the years who I know that has that degree of consistency. And Ted Carpenter's one, Bruce is one, Martin is one, and actually the cat that you mentioned that hosted Martin's
Doug Williams.
Yes, he's a funny dude too, man.
Yeah,
so definitely. I mean, I can't fuck with all comedians because I know I'm a funny dude too. But like, sometimes I just can't rock with all the comedians, man, because they funny one time. Red is a funny dude. Red is funny.
Red
dude.
Is
I love Red.
Dude, man.
Yeah,
Red is crazy
funny. He's a funny dude.
He's silly.
Yeah,
he's
man,
silly on the block. Like he's silly. Joe Clay,
yeah.
Another one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's Joe Clay. And what happened? Whatever happened to Chris
Thomas?
He used to host BET.
We doing two shows tonight with the mayor tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like Chris is still rocking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna tell you about this DMV comedy wise, everything came from Chris Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can ask any of those cats. Earthquake, you can ask Teddy Cobner, Red, or anybody from DC. Say who's at the helm of DMV comedy? Chris. He was the one who brought Dave Chappelle on stage for the first time. He was the one to bring Martin Lawrence on stage for the first time. You know what I'm saying? It was Chris.
That's just that.
Tommy Davidson. All of them cats came out of Chris.
That's right.
That's
I was glad that. To see
we
Chris.
We got a caller. We got two callers on the line that's been holding patiently. Caller, we got a caller from Cali 510. What it do, baby? We got celebrity comedian Eddie Brown live in the building. What it do, baby, man? Talk to us.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is Big Things from the West Coast Bay Area. How y'all feeling?
Big Things.
Man, hey, man, just hustling and grinding, man. You know how it is in this damn recession. Well, it's depression. Hey, what's up? Hey, I have a question for Mr. Eddie Brown. That's your name, right? I don't want to get it incorrect. Okay, cool. Well, first of all, I'm just sitting here listening to the conversation and stuff back and forth and brainstorming because I'm a big fan of comedians, especially up and coming, the amateurs and stuff that actually get a big break because I go to a lot of shows and stuff out here.
Right.
And a lot of names you brought up, they do shows out here as well. My question to you is, how do you feel about female comedians? Because I'm a big fan of female comedians too. But who influenced them to come into the game like they are now?
All right, with female comedians, one, I'm a big fan of a lot of female comedians. You know what I'm saying? I love breaking female talent into my club because it's nothing like having that balance. I love to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? And women are the best at it. You got Roz G. You got Dawn Boatman. You got Melanie Camacho, Hope Flood. You got Dominique. Oh, how could I forget? You got Dominique. You got Wanda Sykes. You got Sylvia Traymore Morrison. You got a lot of cats that are women that are funny. Now, their history comes out of folks like Moms Mabley and Wanda Page, LaWanda Page from Sanford and Son, who was also killer stand-up. She came out of Red Fox's camp. Whoopi Goldberg, Lunell, Laura Hayes, all of those cats. What's that lady that used to be on...
Nell Carter was a comedian, too.
Yeah, Nell Carter. Nell Carter did a little stand-up, but she was more like an actor-comedian. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different.
Right.
Like, folks who are actors who get into doing stand-up because they have some TV, some FaceTime, not necessarily like a hoofer that just go out and bang and then get an acting gig, you dig? So, it's a little different. But, you know, that's where they get their influences from. Because, you know, I love breaking female comedians, man. Like, out there in the Bay, Tika is my favorite. That's my baby right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know Tika?
Yes, I know her personally. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my baby. She's funny as I don't know what. Also, Sugar Shay out there. Them my homegirls out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know them is...
With the underground girls, the hip hop out there and stuff, she funny.
Yeah, she funny. That's my baby. You know what I'm saying? And she do hair. She don't play. She don't play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was my peoples. So yeah, that's where they get their influences from.
Wonderful.
That's what's up. We got another caller. Caller from, it looks like, Jersey 908. You're live in the building on Let's Radio Online with the world famous Eddie Bryant. What it do, baby? Talk to me.
What's going on, Lush? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to the queen.
What up,
Diva? Peace. What's up with you, baby?
What's going on? Big shout out to Eddie. I've been listening. You definitely funny. And my question to Eddie is, how do you prepare for your show? Like, how do you, you know, develop the material for your show? Like, what's some of the themes that inspire you?
Oh, man, life experience, the truth is what, like, if I go through something and it's just, like, crazy, then, or that I'm feeling, then I'm going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big thing about women and food, right? So I'm saying I don't necessarily want a woman to cook every day, okay? I know that's not going to happen in the world of ideal world of Eddie B. But, you know, at least know how to use that room. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to act like I'm trying to enslave you or subjugate you to your bare feet just to fix a nigga a sandwich that's worth eating. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. They make you goddamn to eat the pussy before they go in the kitchen to do something. Boy, you know what I'm saying? So I broke up with this girl because she fixed me. Based on the plate of food that she fixed me, I knew that she did not give a fuck about me. Okay? she fixed me one chicken leg, some baked beans out of can, and one devil egg, right?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there arguing with her because don't one egg make two devil eggs? Right. So we arguing like, where the other devil egg at, though? How did you find time to make one devil egg is what I want. Explain to me, how did you make the scoop to go in one half of the devil egg? We cannot be in a relationship no more. It's over. You know?
Did you tell her that's why you broke up with her?
Yeah, she knew it. She seen it coming.
Yo. Warning to all ladies, if you trying to date Eddie, man, don't make him one devil egg, son.
Yeah, don't bring me a plate for something. Say hi with me with a plate and a happy face with a post-it note on the motherfucker.
God damn. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He ain't going to be spending my comedy money all at the Five Star, and I'm spending, you know, I stock my refrigerator full of Section 8 groceries. You understand me? I wait. I wait till the third. I sit in the grocery store. I wait for somebody with EBT card come through that thing. I hold my $50 up.
God, I can't breathe.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, Lush, happy birthday. If I don't get a chance to tell you happy birthday, Pisces, happy birthday, sweetheart. Word up.
Happy
birthday. Appreciate that, babe. That's what it is, man.
Follow me on Twitter. Send me a picture of something that you cook. Don't be sending me no butt shots or nothing. Send me some plates.
Future Guru, watch it up, man. Y'all, it's crazy.
I'm coming to Jersey, too. I'm coming to Jersey April Fool's Day. April Fool's
See,
Day,
I
I'm coming
playing,
to Jersey.
I ain't playing with you.
Come on, man. Don't be that way. I'll fuck with that. I buy you a shot or everything. Come on, one time for your nephew.
One time.
You was a hot mess. I swear to God. But, hey, man, give everybody your Twitter and all that stuff to check you out and tell us about upcoming events real quick, because I know you got to get ready for your set and everything you got going on and stuff to laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Funny time tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Official website is comedianeddiebryant.com. Eddie Bryant, like Kobe, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Boom. Then I got my Facebook is Comedian Eddie Bryant, and my Twitter is Eddie Comedian. So they can follow me there on Twitter, and then just hit me up. I let them know about all the shows. I be giving away tickets all the time. You know, so, like, I always got some fun, you know, that we can do. Somebody just text me a picture of a plate. They listening. Man, Jesus is real, nigga. I'm going over there, girl. You sexy. Boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Hey, you stupid as hell. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But look, check it out, though, Eddie. Mm-hmm. You know we love you to death and stuff, and make sure that you let us know when you got some tickets, man. We try to get some away out here on the show and stuff,
easy.
Man.
I appreciate it.
And I
ain't nothing but a phone call away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm definitely going, and I might have to stop through Laugh Out Loud because, you know, I just copped the 7DHD joint. I'll be doing a little promo joint, so I'm going to come check that joint out real quick, man.
Come through the basement. Everybody, yeah, you got to come through there. Get you some good chicken wings. Our drinks be right. You know what I'm saying? We don't be giving them little downtown martini little bullshit drinks. We got
we get you drunk over there.
Yeah,
man.
You get drunk over here. It ain't no. You got to get some bottled water before you leave our facility.
Eddie, put the address at the spot just in case the people want to check it out if they happen to come down to the DMV and stuff like that.
Okay, the address is 3285 Brinkley Road, B-R-I-N-K-L-E-Y, Brinkley Road, Temple Hills, Maryland. They can go to the website, laughoutloudmd.com, and they got all the ticket info, contact info, or just hit me up on my Facebook page and I'll hook you up. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, yo, what's up with the show? And I got you. I fly you in.
That's what's up, man. Somebody keep hitting me in the chat room. They like, yo, before you leave, they have to ask this question. If you are an amateur comedian and you were trying to get in Laugh Out Loud, or at least audition for you, what is the process?
Come on Thursday night. Thursday night is our amateur night. I have at least 15 slots available every week for new jacks. They can come down that joint and bang out and let me know, say, you know, I'm coming through. And, you know, it's a certain criteria that I'm looking for. Preferably somebody that's 5 years or better with some TV credits. To legitimize the weekend shows, the professional shows. I'm trying to get all of those cats in. As far as New Jacks, sometimes I do New Jack showcases. I do competitions and stuff like that just so I can see where the cream is so I can get the cream to rise to the top. I also offer, you know, just come through. Come through the Comedy Club. Don't hit me up on Facebook. Don't be sending me no links. Don't be sending me nothing. I got to work on my set. Come to the club. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know how it is when you're coming up. It's just the easiest thing is just to come through the club and show me what you're working with, because I can see for myself.
And that's what you got to keep it real.
Okay.
You got to keep it real. I know you got to get ready and everything, man. We wish you nothing but the best on everything that you do. Any TV shows, anything, or recent things that's coming up that we got to look out for and everything.
They ain't trying to put your boy on TV. No, I'm working.
Man, come on.
I'm working on my
taping, man.
No, I'm taping my special spring summer, and that's going to be distributed. And I got 5 episodes of this other TV show that we're shooting in beginning of May, I think. And so that's going to come out as well. Plus, you know, I'm going to just hit the road real heavy this summer. I'm Chicago, Atlanta, New York. I'm coming to New York at the end of the month. I got to get up there. I got all my homies up there, so I got to come up there. They keep hitting me up.
Up there when I was in New York, I was at the, I think it was the Olive Tree. I saw my man that did This Is for the Itching. My man, he's from my country, Nigeria. This my man that was on Soul Plane and stuff was up there.
Godfrey is always at what's the name? The cellar, the comedy cellar. And
he was
you can always catch him down there, joint.
And this guy named Artie, I think he usually throws them joints up there right there. It's on West 4th. And all the comedians was down there and stuff. And we had the privilege of having Tashina Arnold on the show with us and stuff and everything. She's one of the people I really feel like is underrated and stuff, and she's great, man. She's great, you know what I'm saying?
Tashina Arnold is a phenomenal actress. comedic actress, you know what I'm saying? Been doing it for years, man. Got some great body of work with her. I'm a big fan of hers. I never got a chance to meet her, but, you know, one day.
Yeah, she came
one day I'll be
able
to stalk her. Oh, I need a favor from you. I need a favor from you.
What's the favor?
If you could please tell Nicki Minaj that I'm looking for her, I need to take her out just for, like, one date, and then we can go from there. I mean, I know she like dudes with unibrows and stuff like that, but I just need one. I need one date. Drake my man and everything. My penis is bigger than his. I'm trying to tell. I need to spend some time with her.
I'm so done with you, Ed. I'm so done with you.
We're going to tweet her. We're going to tweet her right now, Eddie.
Tweet her right
now.
I miss it. I miss it.
Eddie, we love you and support you. Keep doing what you do. Hopefully, this won't be the last time we have you on the show.
Not at all.
And you know, we hope that everything that you want in life comes to pass for you, man. And you're definitely a friend of Lush Radio Online, man, for real.
I appreciate you, everything you're doing, man. Much success to you and Lush Radio, man. Y'all the best, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that support, bro.
All right, fam.
That's what it is, man. If you're just joining us right now, we just had the world famous, your boy, Eddie Brown, live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online, and he is doing his thing, and we want you guys to definitely support him. Follow him on Twitter at Eddie Comedian. And he's Eddie Bryant on Facebook, and he's definitely doing his thing. Eddie Bryant, the comedian, or comedianeddiebryant.com. Check him out and support him, man. He was funny as hell, Guru. For real.
Word, he went in. I like how he said the chick with the front lace attached to the hoodie. He went in with that. That shit was dope, yo. I fucked with
him. Yo, he was crazy, son. Yo, he was like, yo. I know Nicki Minaj like dudes with unibrow. Yo, he is crazy, yo. Shout out to all them comedians and the amateurs, all the people that's definitely doing their thing when it comes to comedy. But right now, let's talk about a serious issue that just happened not too long ago, yo. What is going on, man? I mean, you got breakouts in Egypt. You know, everybody over there in Europe is bugging out. Okay, you got freaking tsunamis and stuff that happen. How do you feel about all of these drastic disasters that's coming around, man? How do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's close to the end of the days? Should we party like it's crazy at my birthday party because we don't know what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? What is going on? Talk to me and tell me how you feel about that. Ooh, how you feel about that, fam?
I think that the tsunami that just happened is very unfortunate. I saw some footage. And it was like, I mean, people don't realize how fast those waves was traveling. Those waves was traveling very, very fast. I think the winds was gusting up to, like, I think it was like 300-400 miles an hour, like the force of it, like something like that. So if you think about a wave rushing that fast, like what could you do? Like that's why the force can push those. Like I saw big boats going under bridges, getting broke down, like, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, just snapped in, like, you know, the parts of the boat that couldn't fit under the bridge, they were just getting snapped in half. I mean, I just seen houses and stuff just washing up. Like, I mean, it's kind of crazy, the force of it, man. So it's a very serious thing. It's like affecting the side that it came on. It's making serious waves that the whole Pacific, like, so it's kind of crazy, like, the force of it, and you heard it. I mean, if you read Bible, you read about some things, so people that have that knowledge of the Bible, they know that those are the predictions of the last days. So I'm not, you know, sure what signs that we should be looking at on this, but I'm just, like, saying it's like a natural disaster, and, like, it is, like, something to be concerned about. It's something to definitely be concerned about. Like, you cannot stop a force like that. There's nothing you can do, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You just got to pray. You just got to pray for all those involved. And you never know when disaster strikes. You will never know. You will never know when. You will never know where. So, I mean, you know, people got to be concerned, man, get right. You got to get right.
Definitely. And, you know, the Bible does talk about, you know, Judgment Day and things like that, man. And I'm telling you, yeah, I mean, this ain't, you know, and they talk about the movie 2012, you know, where they said the tsunamis and all that, and they say that's the end of the days, you know, that's next year. So, you know, all of these tragic situations are happening, war, you know what I'm saying? You know, fires are coming out of the woodwork, out of different places. You've seen forces on fire. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't the first tsunami. We had another tsunami and the earthquake that hit, you know, Haiti and stuff. Like, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. You know, and, you know, right now Iran, Egypt and Tunisia are free. You know, now, you know, Iran and Libya right now are fighting each other. So it's crazy right now. So people definitely, you know what I'm saying? And this is why I always say that our show called Are You Ready? My thing to you guys is, are you prepared if a natural disaster happens right now at this moment? People, are we ready? Would you be able to survive? There was an earthquake that happened, you know, that actually happened, and it roared. It was like an 8.9 earthquake. Tsunami hit and came over and just wiped people out. When a tsunami comes, mad people right now were underwater.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the biggest tsunamis in history. And people are right now, a lot of people got covered over mad water. And there's earthquakes going on in several places. They said some parts are definitely, you know, about to hit northern part of the United States in northern America. So I'm just saying, you know, they was always talking about Cali's going to be in underwater and all this stuff like that, and we pray none of this stuff happens. But there are things in life that we cannot prevent. There are things in life that we really don't have hands in. So we really need to think about getting right, you know what I'm saying, thinking about getting right and preparing ourselves. Prepare yourself. If you don't have a survival kit, you don't have stuff prepared, I suggest that you get prepared now. And it's really crazy right now. Like if you look at the video footage of this tsunami that happened March 11th, if you look at this tsunami and you look at what happened, yo, it's just unbelievable. It's scary. Because you could be sitting there. We could be talking right now at this moment, like we're talking right now, and a tsunami can hit and just come through the window and just take us out. And what can we do?
Yeah, it's very damaging.
Right,
very damaging effects. And the aftermath is just going to be even worse. You know, so I just want everybody to pray for those people. Take a look at that footage if you didn't see that footage, because, I mean, it's going to make your eyes, you know, like you're going to wonder, like, wow, you know. And the forces of nature, you know, the event, you know, they're going to continue. They continue to happen. And like you just
said, more than 200,000 people died. More than 200,000 people died.
In your area, in your hood, you got to pay attention to it.
It's crazy, man. And also, we need to educate ourselves about tsunamis, you know. What are they? How do they occur? How do they happen? You know, prepare yourself. You know, especially if you're thinking about moving and going to a tropical island or go to certain places, you definitely need to be in high ground. You have a better chance of surviving if you're on higher ground. But when a tsunami hits, it's wiping out everything in its path, and that joint takes out whole cities. And And I just pray to God, that we don't have anything like that hitting us over here in the U.S. or any other country again, because this is a tragic experience,
And I definitely pray for all of those people that weren't in that situation. And I hope that, you know, for the survivors that, you know, it wasn't too many injuries and stuff like that. But I know a lot of people lost their life, and it was very tragic. And all we can do is pray for those people right now. And hopefully they'll have some kind of help or reform. But please, people, be prepared. Educate yourself. Natural disasters do happen.
That's right. And you think about it, and you think about those events happening in those other countries, and, you know, of course it does seem like a movie, but wouldn't it really, really, really seem like a movie if it was over here? Like, you know, and people that have, I mean, you just compare that to the oil spill. Look at the oil in Louisiana. That oil pipeline, that bus. I mean, like, that's something that happened over here that affects us. I mean, it's just crazy how people could think that, like, that wildlife, all those pictures and all those mud slicks you seen washing up, like, that's something that man did. But, like, at the same time, the effects is just as damaging. It damaged the wildlife. It damaged the wildlife. And, you know, and sometimes it's man-made disasters, like on that scale, that people got to pay attention to also as well. Like, you know, that was something that was a man-made disaster, you know? And I really, really paid attention to that. And that underwater footage of that pipe, that rig, that how that oil was just coming up out of there at an alarming, like, pressure rate, like, actually oil just flooding the sea. And you know, and they really tried to cover that up for a long time, like how they was trying to fix it and repair it, and we almost fixed it, we got it capped, we trying to cap it. You know, in the meantime, it's just, I mean, I couldn't even imagine the cleanup. We talk about millions of gallons of oil, sludge. That's crazy. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And this is another thing, just like with Haiti, with the whole situation with Haiti, they got a warning. There was a warning, but it was never given to the people that in the villages and the other parts and stuff. But we know that all of the people that, you know, had money were able to evacuate. And this is the problem that we have. When you're living in a third world country and you're living in a country that's full of poverty, they're never the last people that are let to know are the people that don't have that much money, which is sad. And then it keeps us to wonder, is a lot of these situations man-made? Because, like, we know, like we say, we talk about the whole situation with the Illuminati and other things we talk about. A lot of things are man-made. We know that they do have machines to create earthquakes. They do have machines to create different situations that go on. They also have weather manipulators. It was snowing in Texas, a place that never gets snow. It was snowing in Atlanta. It's snowing in places that it never gets snow at. You know? So we have a whole bunch of situations going down. There was so much rain coming in Jersey and different parts. So many people have called me where their pipes have busted and stuff. You know, it's like everything is almost like a domino effect. You got fights going on in Libya and Egypt, so wars and different situations and are happening around. It's almost like a domino effect. It makes us wonder what is really going on, you know. And it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
could we have
I like the way you said that, and you know, it kind of take me back. I mean, you see the small scale. We see fights on the small scale and the large scale. Now, us as a people, I was really sad to hear that event jumped off at the awards. And you know why?
Mm-hmm.
It's because if that could have went from the Hyatt to another bigger venue, it would have been fantastic. And I know we discussed the Illuminati on a few occasions. But do you know that there is a slight chance that could have been some shit? Like, I mean, we know how people don't know how to act sometimes. I mean, keep it real. Keep it 100. But you never know. Like, if somebody felt that award show was getting too big, they're going to put a bruise and a black eye on it. And people need to pay attention. From what I do in my networking standpoint, from what I do as a person that loves to network and want to see positive things, and I like what he touched on. It says about some of the people in certain areas only want to rock with certain people from their area, and I'm thankful for that. These networking sites and all that. Like, we got Twitter where we can introduce other people, you know, and their music and their projects and their business. But at the same time, you still got to know how to act when you go out. If you on Twitter, you might as well let us know that you're going to start some shit at the DMV Awards. Like, if you're going to be there and you're like, yo, if I see that nigga, it's on. So we know how to watch for you. Because, you know, if you're going to always act like that, then that's what you're going to do the next time. And then you never know what side you're on. You don't know what side some of these people are on. It could be somebody sitting right next to you that could put a black eye on an event like that. And I, for one, you know, started hearing about the DMV Awards just by rocking with you. I knew you was a part of it last year. I seen video footage of it. I said, oh, that's hot. I mean, they got their own awards. That's hot. And then you go do something bigger, and then something like this happens. And it really, you know, it makes me pissed off. It makes me pissed off that our people don't know how to act and come out to a show and enjoy something that somebody that's really trying to do something big and something like this happens. So who you think is going to want to hear about the DMV Awards when it comes to time for booking up the venue? Y'all, I mean, it's, I don't know how many people that place held or hired or whatever, but, like, I mean, do you think that they can go back to the Hyatt next year? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just something that, I mean, we got to consider when we going out, when we out there. If you see somebody and you beefing with them and y'all at an event like that, yo, I mean, the G code tells me, like, let that shit ride. Yo, we at the awards, man. This ain't the time or the place. You got 50,000 witnesses. What if somebody gets shot? I mean, people not using their heads when they out there, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. And even when Bugsy told us about the incident when they had the show at, and my man Smoke Bulger brother got smoked. He got killed just because somebody came to town and did a show. We got to pay attention to these things, man. These things that's going on right here ain't doing nothing but keeping us down, man.
That's crazy, man. It's sad, you know, that we can't come together and do things together, man. You know, and us as a people, man, we have enough negative and crazy stuff going on, so we need to come together and make stuff happen, man. All this fighting and crazy stuff is unnecessary, man. We got so many things. We got natural disasters coming. And you got time to be doing all that stupid stuff? We don't even know if we be gone tomorrow, man. For real. Let's really get it together, man, out here in the streets. And you know, everybody, you know, and on a happy note, man, my birthday's going down next week, man. So y'all better be in the building, because I'm coming for you, man. Y'all gonna be on the hit list. You know what I'm saying? But I got two sexy flyers. Shout out to my boy Omar. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking real sexy on the flyer. It's going to be a pink lush day. You know what I'm saying? I got a corset already. Got the pink nails popping. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to have my whole face looking like some old crazy. Yo, you want to see me, son. Niggas, mad people was coming through, celebrities and everything. People rocking out with us, man. Shout out to Carlos. Shout out to Jay Hall. We got two sets of flyers, man. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, we got DJ Ronan, DJ Instinct in the building, rocking out, man. It's going to be some real sexy stuff, you know what I'm saying, and you never know what I'm going to have on, you know what I'm saying. Well, it's going to be crazy. But we're going to go to the phone line. Bugsy, what it do, baby, man? Boston in the building, man. We talking about these natural disasters and everything, man. What you think, man?
Oh, man, yo, it's crazy, man. You know, first I want to salute everybody, you know, that's listening, that's on the air tonight. I see you got Guru in the building. We got the AKA Official Stalker. What's good, baby? You know, just maintaining out here. Yeah, like I said, I seen it last night when I came from the event, man. You know, my DJ was hosting. I seen the water just taking over, the tsunami. I'm like, yo, world's coming to an end, man. Global warming, people. Let's have fun while we can, man.
Well, But, you know, I know you're doing your thing, man. I know you see me running down these cats. It's only right, man.
You already know, man. You already know.
That's my man,
you
right
there. You already know. We get it popping, man. You know, we got some big things popping tonight, man. You know, we got my DJ Smash doing another official joint tonight, man. You know, we be everywhere, man. You know, trying to get the group up there to perform, too, man. Don't nobody do how we do it. Ain't supposed to be no performance, but you know how to get money, get it, man. We get it, so, you know, they can't stop us, man. We up there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, Bugsy, I gotta say something. I'm really proud of Bugsy, man. I remember when we first met Bugsy on the show. Bugsy was doing this thing. Bugsy was on some situations, man. And Bugsy got out his situations, man. And I'm proud of him. He getting his business. He got his business together. He's doing this thing. So I'm proud of my dude, Bugsy, for real, man. That's another Lush Radio Online success story right there, son.
I appreciate that. Sure. Man. She got the dimples showing on early on a Friday night. Oh God, we gotta stop this. We gotta stop this. I mean, I definitely gotta thank you too, Lush, man. You know, cause it's like you know, I got visions too, man. It's just like sometimes you need, you know, that push to get you. And it's like, you know, a lot of dudes I be around, they hear me talking, and they want me to move first and don't want to move with me. And I see you on your move, man, everybody move with you. And that's that encouragement I see. So it's like, all right, let's get it, man. You know, fuck everybody else, man. We going to go hard body. And the niggas see that, they be like, well, damn, Bug's still on his shit, man. He don't give a fuck about nobody else, man. Let's make it do what it do. Get money entertainment all day. Lush Radio Online, man. We here. Oh, man, you hear him in the background? You hear him blessing you, buddy.
You're coming.
Hey, I ain't got no choice, man. I gotta let him know what it is, man. I run down on him, buddy. Hey, ain't nothing changed, man. I'm just online now. I'm in the streets, too, but I'm online and on the streets, man. That's how it is, man.
He said he's gonna follow Lush with the chicken ass. I got you, Lush. I got you. He got the chicken ass on.
Yeah,
no,
man. Debo the situation. So I can D-block the situation, baby.
You already know.
Yo, Google told me, Google put out an APB talking about, if Lush Radio Online, if y'all niggas fall, y'all fire me, son. Y'all ain't never seen a stalker before. I'm going to come a serious stalker. I said, I'm going to have to think twice about flying. This is really crazy right now.
I know she seen that shit. But I'm trying to fire me, Lush.
I'll become
a stalker.
Yo, confirmed today we got Babs ain't gonna be able to come, but we got Dana Dane, we got Chubb Rock supposed to be in the building. We done invited K State and a couple of other cats and stuff, so I mean it's gonna be star studded. A lot of people, you know, Lethal is gonna be in the building, she's gonna be looking extra sexy. So I don't know. I'm thinking about like letting some cats get out early. The old conservative cats leave out early and then shut the doors and let Lethal go ahead and do her thing, son, for real. Like, yo, bring the ones outside, bring the ones outside. And I said, he's coming, Papa. I'm going ham. Yo, just because I feel like it, I think I'm going to play this dude's song right now because I feel like karate chopping all those that do not attend my birthday party.
Oh, you gonna play my man joint?
I'm about to hit my man. Hi-ya! I'm about to play.
Yeah,
my man Genesis
joint.
Right here. Jackie Chang, son. We gonna be right back.
Yeah, Jackie Chang.
Hi-ya!
AMD, AMD,
yes.
AMD. Yes.
Oh, oh. Yeah, hey, hey. It go whip out, fire home, sitting on something. All white rims, thank you, sitting on under. Vegetable interiors hurting my tummy. Low profile, deep dish, I'm hungry. Ice cream, paint job, ain't no bluffing. Pipes on the dog, oh yes, I'm fucking. Oh shit, who is that guy? Space shuttle swag, motherfucker, I'm fly. Hell with the strong bitch, I need that brand. Seeing double vision while I'm rapping right now. Stunting on me, bitch.
Stacks on deck, baby girl, I'm ballin'. Edge of the roof, got these hoes all fallin'. Solar like Nelly, wanna ride with me. But Nelly hate me, cause I'm on a shine tee. Move them chickens so you know I'm crazy. Got more whips than a project baby. Do them fly, yeah, I'm so alive. Girl, my car breakfast, 7:45. Love that Gucci, but I stay Louis out. Boxes on the belt, think I'm finna move out. Told you already, I'm a stand-up guy. You can't name another rapper that fly like that. Jacket chain. Thought it was a hat, what you gotta say now? Still push weight like my car broke down. All out the window, screaming out loud. With a semi on my lap, shooting technical fast. Who the hell is he in a new Bugatti? Shitting on them, get him his body. Like me a chick, that's Debo Lottie. Got more head than she got body. 15 feet, so it ain't no joke. Chain hang low like a bumper that's broke. Genesis is fly, got
Jacket chain. Yo, I love that song. My daughter like that song. I'm sitting here karate chopping like I love. But real shout out to my man Genesis. That song right there. Look out for my man One Shot Mike on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Mike Ho. My man is doing his thing out there in Cali, doing them videos and everything, man. Shout out to my boy Problem. He's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I think I want to play a song for Problem. Don't forget to check out www.whoisamp.com. AMP is doing his thing. He just did the hot little conference call with your boy L Nice from Future Star DJs. It was crazy. It was on point yesterday. We about to wrap it up in a few because I definitely got to call in, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Lee Doolip, she's doing her thing, so I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right now. And I think I got Problems joint. Let me see. Let me go down to Arsenal and shit. Go down to Arsenal and see what we got in the joint. Right here, we got Problem, what it is. Problem. Cali, what it do, baby?
Yeah. Guess who? You niggas better know what it is. It's a problem. More women and kids. 011 750. Color Eminem skin. Getting the wind. Tattoos cover my skin. In Compton, I need a statue that's bigger than Ben. No lose, but I'm getting it in. No, you assholes. Shit, I'm a flagpole to you tadpoles. Rip it, jump. My bitch an exquisite pump. Pretty face in a D-White Howard. Hella dunk, nigga. And I love to watch her pop it like splat. Disrespect the squad, then we warn like slap. Now back to the bench. She throw it like it's live. Get high and go get it, then slam it like LeBron. Do it like a vet. I'm show no rookie. The crowd going nuts. And so is her pussy. Now back to the haters. Go ahead and try me, fuck. Anaheim bullets, even make the mighty duck.
Problem.
That boy Problem got too many styles. She gon' fuck up the game like a ref that called too many fouls. That's the plan, either boo me or bow. Shit, I'm doing it now. Get the bread, then I move it around. Shit, it's like a fat ass, yeah, move it around. Take a nigga bitch, hit the mall, Louis it down. Yeah, that's that diamond lane shit. Having in a diamond lane, blowing diamond lane dick. 365 by 354. Nigga, I'm a giant. Fee 5-4. This bitch my hoe. Deep in this bitch. Man, the flow so clean, you can eat off this bitch. For real.
Problem.
You niggas still know what it is. Getting money, dog. Word to my kids. Fuck swag. Stay with it, gang. Word to the swig. I take a swig of the yak. And I look at in my chain, boy, shine right. Shit, this ice cream, Klondike. Riding on the wrist, say the time's right. Used to push a limit, now I'm living in the limelight. Yeah, your boy soda popping, I'm Sprite, fair game. Shit, it's all changed. Quarter of the cushion, pennies on my feet, dimes all around, nickel by the seat. Quarter of the cushion, pennies on my feet, dimes all around, nickel by the seat. Kid, get it, nigga, I'm too much. So 100, boy, you niggas is 2 bucks. Rolling like 2 trucks with 18 wheels. Trying to get these 2 sluts to take these pills, nigga. Problem.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yo, make sure you log on to WhoIsAMP.com, man. I'm a G, worldwide, is getting spins already. Y'all know what it is, man. Your girl Lushy Lush, man, we about to wrap it up in a few and tell a couple of cats to get the fuck out of here because I got to go on a conference call, man. Y'all know what it is, man. And you know I'm managing Lethal Lips, so make sure you log on to LethalLips.com. Follow her at LethalLipsXXX.com. If you want to book her for a party and all that, yo, we got it on deck, man. Y'all can check her Twitter. It says management on it. We ain't playing no games. Let's get that. Who got that guala guala? Because we in the building. Problem, problem. I'm causing a problem on my birthday, man. What up, though?
Cool. That's my man from Compton, right?
Up, man.
That's my man,
yeah,
from
that's
Compton,
that's
right?
Man. That's our dude,
yeah,
right there, huh?
Oh, yeah, my get the fuck out of here is personal, and I'm ready, so I'll just let me know when I can speak.
Go ahead and go in, son.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'm not going to bring up the name, but, like, if you got to lie to your client about and kick dirt on somebody else's name for no reason and you lying about it, then you really need to find another line of work, y'all. Because I'm like this. If I don't fuck with you, I'm just going to say that. I don't care who I'm talking to. If I don't fuck with that person, that's what I'm saying. I don't fuck with them. That's 3 words I said. I don't fuck with them. Those are my words. So there's a lot of people out here that does, you know, what they do. And I want everybody to eat because that's the type of dude I am. I know I got to eat, so you might as well eat. But it's enough money out here and enough clients out here for me to do my thing without fucking with your clients, and that's just not how I get down. I'm just letting that be known. I had to block a bitch this week. I never blocked nobody on Twitter ever before. But this week I did block a snake, and, you know, it's only because they could be on my timeline checking out the people who I'm rocking with and just doing what they want to do. So I just decided to block them and just feel better about the whole situation. But at the end of the day, It's just enough people and enough ways to network out here without kicking dirt on somebody else's name, or if they're in the same kind of business you in and you feel like it's a threat or competition. Number one, I'm too creative to see anybody being in competition with me. I just that's the way I am. I've always been like that. I'm just too creative and I'm 10 steps ahead of anybody out there doing this thing. So, like, I just say, do what you do. And get the fuck out of here if you got to kick dirt on somebody else's name or spread a stupid stinking lie about somebody and you in this almost the same line of business. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up. And that's my get the fuck out of here. Keep your mouth closed. I blocked you, bitch.
Ow, cold-blooded. He hit him right there with the low belt, low blow, yo.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Yo,
I don't play that shit.
For all y'all cats to say y'all rock with me, y'all just that and third, y'all want to come up, let's network. Yes, I don't want to hear none of that, yo. My birthday's coming up next week, the 18th. My real born day is March 19th, so we rocking all the way till it hits. So listen, if you're not in the building, then I'm done with you because it's some real talk right now. Lush Radio Online, if you don't come to my B-Day party, you need to get the fuck out of here. Real talk. Unless it's your child or some situation, but you got to get the fuck out. On top of that, tsunamis, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. All y'all Illuminati trying to play games and shit, making all these manufactured-ass natural disasters, get the fuck out of here. All y'all people that ain't taking care of y'all kids, get the fuck out of here. And you know what I'm saying? If you ain't rocking with Eddie Bryant, one of the hottest comedians in the building, you know what I'm saying, everybody that rocks with the team, y'all needs to get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I got to say. And Bugsy, go ahead and do the final. Get the fuck out of here, because we really do have to get the fuck out of here.
All right. You know, you know what it is, man. If you ain't rocking with the team, you ain't rocking with the movement, and you stuck on pause while this world's on play, get the fuck out of here, man. And you already know, if Boss is going to be in the building and most of y'all cats is in New York and ain't making the event, man, you already know we Jackie Chan karate chopping, making your legs limp. You already know how we getting it in, man. Yeah, early. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Word. Yeah, shout out to my daughter, man. I love my daughter, man. Shout out to my daughter, Kia, man. I love you to death, baby.
For real, shout out to my daughter, man. And shout out to when we honoring women yesterday, man. I love my daughter. She rocking her, like, you know, curly natural look today. I don't know what she's doing today, but that's what she's doing today, and shaking her head and whipping it back and forth. But she was rocking to the problem and all the songs tonight, so that means she's enjoying the music. So it is what it is. That's my Ace Boom Coon. And we live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Check out Who Is AMP, and we about to rock out, and we really do got to get the fuck out of here, man. Peace, man. I'm a G.
Yeah.
Light. world. One day I would pay it back. Play it on tape and let it record it so that one day I can play it back. But I don't even know if I believe it when I'm saying that. Y'all starting to creep in every day. It's just so gray and black. Oh, I just need a red act. Cause no one sees my vision when I play it for them. They just say it's whack. But they don't know what dope is. And I don't know if I was awake or asleep when I wrote this. All I know is you came to me when I was at my lowest. You picked me up.
Guaranteed those screens, Ray, don't leave us like that, man, cause...